showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my daughter producer Sam.
Hello.
To her left, Katie Harms.
Hey there.
Jeff O'Brien is with us, lawyer extraordinaire, and in his other life on AM 1130. He went very modest with us, business and leisure attorney. I like the lawyer extraordinaire.
I try to be modest sometimes.
And if you ever want to talk craft breweries, what, is it 60 or 70
that's
you rep now?
50, 60. I lose count now.
But he's the guy, he reps those. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, Frank Viola. He's still schmoozing with Tom. He'll be with us momentarily. I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard and the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network for inviting us to be part of the network, well, over a year ago. If you want to give us a call, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Brad Sean Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. MyPillow. Chanticleer Pizza. Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team. Thomas Brand Homes. Frontiersman. Mentioned the BS Show. 5% off a used gun. We're joined today, as I mentioned. Kevin Cusick is here. Jeff O'Brien. Frank Viola, Katie Harms, Sam. We're going to be joined by Kelly in Vegas in a bit. Get her picks. Ruth will be with us to tell us what's going to happen in our world. Although, is our world settling down? Have they been protesting every night across the country, or is it starting to peter out?
Various places they have.
Portland is like the hotspot.
Yeah, Portland's the hotspot.
When are they going to secede from the Union out there in Oregon?
I'm waiting for California to offer to secede because I think you get about a 75% vote. The rest of the country to go along with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with
it. At least, you know, it's better than the whole earthquake thing that was going to take.
Yeah.
Just the secession would be much better.
Now, Frank Viola is joining us, and I need to ask him a question. He's getting his headphones on.
I'm here.
Obviously, you know Tony Oliva.
Yes, sir.
Now, Tony came to the United States 50-something years ago, and he hasn't lost the accent.
No. And I still don't know what the hell he's saying half the time.
No. But Kevin had mentioned you still sound, you haven't lost a bit of your New York accent.
I started listening the end of when you were on with Tom, and I would have, had I not known you were going to be on, I would have recognized it as your voice anyway, because you still have the most authentic Long Island accent.
You know what the scary part is, too? I've been out of Long Island for 30-plus years, mm-hmm. and I can't get rid of it.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, I still have some family
you
up there.
You still
but I've
have
kind
some of it, too.
I still have some of
you
it.
You and I talk
have
for a few minutes. I guarantee you some of it will come
can
back.
Can I borrow a quarter?
Well, I grew up in Jersey, and it took a while. Everything was always used. What are you guys doing? Was that a Long Island thing or a Brooklyn thing?
I think that was more Brooklyn.
Yeah. Because I spent some time on the Iron Range, and I lived in Chicago, and I actually lived in South Carolina for a while, it did kind of lose it a little bit. But you haven't lost it.
I can't get rid of it. That's what everybody says.
Bob, you have it sometimes. Like when you're really going, it'll come out.
Well, when I go back,
well, he'll talk to the phone with his mom or his sister or anybody in the family that's still in Jersey, and it comes.
It's
right
like
back.
A booster shot.
Yeah, it's like he'll be talking to me all normal, and then he answers the phone. It's just total Jersey.
Hey, he's doing.
Frank can go anywhere in the country and audition for the traveling company of Guys and Dolls, and still get a prime
thanks
spot.
The best part though is his daughter Kaylee. From a young kid, she had a New York accent. She had a Long Island accent.
She was
accent
born in Florida, but she spent the first 2.5 years. I was playing with the Mets at that time. She spent the first 2.5 years on the island.
So that's all she heard?
Yeah, that's all she heard. It was like, oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Plus, in Florida, you're never completely away from the New York accent. Right. You're always running into it.
You got somebody there, yeah.
Well, when you because you manage in the Mets organization, and how many years will this be now in Vegas?
If I go back there again, this year will be my fourth year.
Oh, so is it up in the air?
I've been asked back. Well, I guess should I break the news?
Well,
it's not really news. I interviewed a week and a half ago for the opening for the Baltimore Orioles pitching coach job in the big leagues.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been for 12 days now. I've been keep my fingers crossed, hoping to hear back. So
what are they waiting for?
Well, I yesterday was the manager of the year announcement, and Buck Showalter, the Baltimore manager, was in the running. So I think they were trying to get all that taken care of. And they also fired, or not fired, but let the bullpen coach go on the minor league pitching coordinator. So they got three spots to fill. So I think they're still doing this interview
process. So you could wind up with one of the three. Obviously, the one you want is to be the major league pitching coach.
All three are open, yes. So the possibility exists. So I'm waiting to see how that plays out.
Who do you know?
I didn't.
You don't know any of those people?
It was actually reputation, which
is
pretty...
Wow, that's great.
Would you be in charge of tapping Buck on the shoulder during the playoff game next year and reminding him that he has the best reliever in the...
You know, it was so funny. You know, I interviewed for 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. and it was Dan Duquette, their GM, it was Buck, mm-hmm. and it was Brady Anderson. Remember Brady, the center fielder?
He's 50 there. Home runs one year.
Yep. He was the baseball ops guy. So the three of them sat in on the meeting. Wonderful time. Interview went great. You know, whatever happens, at least I know that the interview went well. But it's so funny because we were talking about that situation. He says, what would you – I said, I'm not changing anything. You were the manager. You have to do what you feel right. Would I have suggested? So I would have said he was probably down there. But, you know, nobody knows how the game changed. The game – after that Baltimore game, did you notice the rest of the playoffs, how quickly they got rid of the starting pitchers and they brought those relievers
in? Andrew Miller was in as early as third or fourth
inning.
That's
what I'm saying. So, but, I mean, you imagine trying to do that for 162 games. Mm-hmm. You can't – you'll blow those guys out by the All-Star break. But
you'd be like coughing going, Britain!
That would have killed my interview, so I didn't say much about that. So.
Yeah, you want to wait till you're entrenched in the job before
I know Buck a little bit, I said, Buck, by the way,
Well, that's great to hear, though, and that's great that it was by reputation. Now, how many of these young Met pitchers came through you? Because that can't hurt either, right?
No, that really helped a lot. You know, when you look at their rotation, it was Jacob DeGrom, who was the rookie of the year.
And he was yours?
He was mine for a little bit in the lower levels.
Okay.
Then Noah Syndergaard, who everybody knows, had a breakout year this year. He was mine for a couple of years. He's just a special kid. Steven Matz, a left-handed pitcher who started out well, but he had a bad shoulder. He was mine for three different occasions. So those guys, and then they brought up a couple of kids this year, Gesellman and Lugo, that actually got them and helped them get to the playoffs. So, you know, it's nice to be able to be part of something like that, and it's nice to be able to see somebody else live what I was able to live for 15 years, live a dream. I mean, that's what baseball is. It's a dream, and it's pretty cool to be a part of that, and I'd like to be able to take it to the big league level and make a difference at that level as well now if it all plays out as such.
Now, did they ask you how much you like crab cakes? Being a Long Island guy, you must have been used to crab. No?
You got to remember, right down the road from me in the harbor is the Little League. Now we're talking. Yeah, right. Now we're talking.
Well, it's some pretty good Italian in Baltimore, right?
Real good.
Well, that would be true. I hope it works out for you. I mean, you know, the toughest thing has got to be every time that phone rings or rattles, you think, is this the call?
The last couple of days, and the clubhouse guy in Las Vegas has called me four times the last 4 days. Ha-ha, it's not them. And I'm like, you son of a gun. Yeah. So they're getting it.
That's not really what you said.
No, that's not what I said, but I'm trying to be nice.
He's cleaning it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like I said, I hope it works out. That would be it would be a terrific opportunity because I know you'd like to be in the major leagues. I mean, it's unfortunate that the Twins haven't done anything. Have you talked to them over the years, or has there not been much discussion?
Not much.
Really know a lot of those people now.
Well,
Dave St. Peter.
In 2014, when Molly was named manager, I had a phone interview with Paul and Terry Ryan. Terry and I go way back, and that's when they decided to hire Neil Allen as their pitching coach, who they still have through today.
Yeah,
you know, my good buddy Tom Brunansky just lost his job, which I'm sad of. But you know, game change. You know,
every 3 years, once a team has any sort of down thing, they clean now. So the hitting coaches and the pitching coaches.
It's either the hitting coach or the pitching coach that goes. You're exactly right.
And that's the thing that's unfortunate because you're in a profession where it's stability. You know, for coaches at every level your stability has been terrific actually to stay in the program for as long as you have.
I've been fortunate. Yeah, and it's a good situation because we did have the young talent coming up. And if you're able to get along with the young talent and figure them out and help them along, you're going to have a chance for longevity. But you got to pay your dues, too. You know, I was lucky in the big leagues. I got to the major leagues in less than a year of minor league baseball. Nowadays, as a coach, you got these players that want to go directly to the major leagues as coaches. Well, guess what? You have to pay your dues somehow. And I would never trade these last 6 or 7 years in the minor leagues because you learn a kid's psyche growing up. And it's really easy when you get to the big leagues because you've seen they've had to persevere, how they've had to go through some stuff. The travel in Vegas is sick. in the league. We have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to cities. I mean, people don't understand how tough it is in the minor leagues. So when you get to the big leagues and you see the money they're making and the travel they have, well, guess what? They've earned that because of what they've had to go through in the minor leagues.
And almost everyone who pitches in the Pacific Coast League, their ERA goes down when they get to the majors.
Major league.
Because it's such a ridiculous hitter's league.
Our team ERA was 5+. Mm-hmm. Team.
Yep.
And the two guys that got called up both had 2 ERAs when they got to the big leagues. That's how drastic the changes are from the Pacific Coast League to professional baseball.
That's incredible.
It really is. But it doesn't change. You have to, in the Pacific Coast League, you have to teach these kids, yes, you're going to give up runs, but you have to throw strikes. You have to get ahead. It's basic baseball. You just have to believe in yourself and take that to the next level.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back with Frank Viola, Katie Harms, Jeff O'Brien, Kevin Cusick. And I want to ask you one other, because there's that interim after you finish playing and then started. Did you basically raise your kids?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, it was the best 15 years of my life. I mean, I don't want to share that with the baseball world because I don't want to hear them. But, I mean, long story short, I missed so much of the growing up stages. Katie could verify that, but travel and everything else, that when I had the opportunity, they wanted me around. And you can't turn down that opportunity when kids want their mom and dad around.
Yeah.
So those years were very special.
Very quickly, I will say this. I was on the KQ Morning Show every day for 27 years. And then I stopped back on the morning show now in a limited role. But when I left a year ago in March, I was home with with my two youngest getting up. It was hell. I don't know. I hear your mom bitching about it, Sam, and I see it. I mean, between the two of them, it's like they're playing. It's a tag team of just making you nuts.
There's a reason lions eat their young.
Her 10-year-old brother, I changed it all. For weeks, he had his alarm set for 3, 4, 5, 6, and 6:30 because he had to be at the bus at 7. He would start at 3 o'clock in the
morning. It's really weird. I don't know if it's OCD or what.
That's OCD.
I think that's an OCD thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But his sister's just as bad. And last night they were chasing each other around, and I woke up to – they woke me up at like 2 o'clock this morning because – he's 10, but he still flops on our bed at night. He starts in his bed, and he comes in ours. And all of them did that. She did, too. She didn't go till 10, but every one of them did that.
I was like 4.
She's my daughter, by the way.
Hi.
I don't know if we made that clear to you. That's Sam. Anyway, let's take that quick break. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com. Or call 952-224-7050, 952-224-7050, and that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We're back! Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Got it all in.
Yep.
Frank Viola, hopefully soon to be Baltimore Orioles pitching coach. You'll find out, hopefully, within. Well, while you're here, when do you leave Minnesota now?
I'm here till next Monday, so hopefully.
It'd be great if you're here.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers report in not too long. It's only about.
I think he's right, though. They're waiting to get through the,
Tonight's the Cy Young, tomorrow's the MVP voting. I don't think they want to take away from that kind
of
stuff. Yeah,
I'm sure that's absolutely right.
Which is great timing for you, since you've got, your focus is a little different this trip.
Yeah. Kaylee, my youngest, is down the street right now trying on her wedding gown.
Oh, when is she getting married?
A month from today.
Here?
Highlands, North Carolina. It's a destination
okay.
wedding.
Oh,
but Brittany, my other daughter, the Olympian, she got her wedding dress from
the same place. So you got to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she looks beautiful. I just saw the dress before I got over here, and I'm like,
oh,
my God. Oh,
that's so wonderful.
Yeah, she looks spectacular.
What's the name of the place that she went to?
Help me.
Is it L'Atelier?
It's on First. It's on First.
It's the one right by Sex World.
Okay. No, the reason I asked is because Mary, when my
wife...
I know. I think it's L'Atelier.
We're right next to Sex World.
That sounds right.
I think it's L'Atelier.
Well, years and years ago, in 1992, long before Sam was born, and Katie Harms and Jeff O'Brien, I'm sorry, business leisure attorney, lawyer extraordinaire, when she did the Miss Minnesota pageant, she went to a place that was not far from here either and to look at dresses, which was very – and it was a wedding shop with other stuff. That's why I was wondering if it was the same one. That L'Atelier, I've heard of that. That's a nice place.
It's beautiful.
It's fantastic.
They have beautiful, beautiful things. Really cool warehouse, great vibe.
And they make the clientele feel so special. I mean, it's all about Kaylee. And I mean, left them like, wow.
Kaylee the baby of the family?
She's my little one.
How's that make you feel to know that you're
old as hell, first of all? And second of all, I told Katie this. I tried buying her out twice, and she turned it down both times, so she wants to go through with this wedding. It's costing me an arm and a leg.
You should have told her, I'm in Vegas. You come out there, we could go to one of the Elvis.
I never thought about that.
To be clear, not buying her out for marrying the guy, but maybe like go elope and I'll give you some cash.
Yeah. Yes.
That kind of buying out. We tried that with our kids,
make
too.
Make it financially worth her while.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried. And I got close, but...
Hey, I tried buying Mary out. She wouldn't go for it. I didn't. I mean, because to me, I'd never been married before, but I was in my mid-30s when I got married. And I had no interest in, I did it. And fortunately, what made it workable...
So romantic. What a romantic you are.
You know what? I'm big on tradition, blah, blah, blah. But
it's just awful.
What made it work is I had one of my closest friends... ran a golf course, and we had the reception there, and he gave us basically, a little bit above cost. So that was – because there is a lot of money built into those.
Because, Bob, remember that fiscal conservative money.
Yes. Darn tootin'.
Some people would call it tight.
Oh, I have no problem with it.
No one did it cheaper than me. My wife made her own dress. My father-in-law, pastor, married us.
Nice.
And because we were leaving as students at Northwestern then – we were able to get the big chapel, which is ginormous.
Gorgeous.
For, I think, $200.
Wow.
Nice.
So I was young. So then I could go to take the job for $3.50 an hour down in South Carolina.
which Northwestern? The chapel at Northwestern in Minnesota?
Chicago.
Oh, the one in Chicago. Okay.
Well, I flew in our priest. My cousin is a Franciscan monk. So we flew him in, and we got married in Edina,
so bizarre.
Our Lady of Grace in Edina. And this is one of those new – I don't know if you two did, but in the East, when you go to church, you know how old they are. They've been around for decades and decades, yep. And that's what I was used to. But this one, there was like – you couldn't even tell it was a church. It looked like a big meeting hall, but – the Franciscan order takes the vow of poverty. So he came in with his brown, robes with the hat. You know, he looked like Friar Tuck. It was one of those deals. But he looked so out of place in this church. But I saved some money. Just flying him in was a lot cheaper than paying for the priest.
It's saving money. That's the important part of this lifetime vows.
Well, you don't want to get off. You don't want to get started in a hole. You know, because we paid for everything, so.
That's amazing. As little as we ended up paying, you know, for our wedding, and then my siblings, and now I've had some friends who've had kids get married or whatever, and it is just ridiculously. I don't even want to ask you how.
No, we don't want to talk about.
Well, let me.
That's my last girl.
It's
that's all I got to tell you.
It's like putting five kids through college.
Well,
one day.
we have this beautiful farm with a really nice building out back that would be perfect for anyone in our family who ever decided to get married. Fortunately, neither of my daughters, my 7-year-old and my 21-year-old, is dating anyone at the moment, so I don't have to worry about that right now. So I'm in the clear for a while.
I thought you were leading into a pitch to rent it out for weddings and.
We can talk about that too. I know one thing. I'll be using one of your breweries. Thanks to you. You're recommended when we had something over the summer, and I used one of the ones you had recommended.
Right.
So he's connected when it comes to knowing the breweries, and people love the beer and root beer too, by the way. But it's, you know, we're going to definitely take advantage. And I think for like $7, I could become an ordained minister so I can marry them. Frank, if you want, I'd be happy to accelerate, you know, to get ordained.
Is this still a tradition that the bride's family pays the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm counting on, because I only have 4 boys.
I
did nothing to deserve that windfall. But that's what I'm counting on. Well, I'm not looking forward to the first time someone broaches the subject of like cost sharing.
Tell them to make sure they marry rich.
The rehearsal dinner is the only thing that the guy is responsible for,
right? And they get to plan it.
We did ours
at
Giordano's, so that was actually almost more expensive than the wedding.
But you see, you know what you do, because let's say you get the Orioles pitching job, crab cakes,
perfect.
And if not, hey. Viola, pizza. Just
I would hesitate on that
I'm
one.
I'm thinking
either.
The food's probably already figured out by this point, since the wedding's 3 weeks away.
Oh, it is? Oh, have you already planned the groomsman's dinner yet?
Yes. Have you planned
the night?
Frank?
Well, no, you don't do the groomsman's.
Oh, the groom's.
That's what it's called, right?
Oh, no, he doesn't do the groom's dinner, no.
But is the groom's dinner the night before?
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. the groom's family that plans it. Yeah. He's the bride's. Mm-hmm.
When is your dinner? I thought that was a night before.
The reception.
The reception.
The expensive
one. Oh, that's right. You got the expensive one. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's why I'm trying to keep. We did a destination for a purpose, hoping nobody would show up. But there's 150 people that said they're going to show up. So.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
I'm thrilled for my daughter, though.
Well, of course. Yeah, but. And also, here's how you get a look at it. She's the last one.
Thank God. And I love her, but thank God.
Now, okay, just give us an update, because you've got Frankie, Brittany, and Kaylee. Is there the 3 kids, right?
Yes.
What is Frankie doing now? Is he still in baseball?
No.
Okay.
I think he's an environmentalist.
Yeah.
Frankie is really, he's found a it's so hard for Frankie.
He's doing a non-for-profit with the fishing industry now. Mm-hmm. And he's got legislature involved. He's got
good.
Whole bunch of people involved. I mean, he's really loves the outdoors. And he doesn't want to see it go to the way it's going right now. I guess that's the best way of putting it.
One of the most passionate people you ever meet, smartest kid. He's found his niche.
Finally.
Yes, of what he loves to do. And really working on cleaning up the waters in Florida, which if you've paid any attention are horrible. Yeah.
Now, Brittany, how long is it since she was diving?
Last Olympics.
Okay. So it's not that long.
No. 2012.
2012, she was the platform diver for the U.S. In the Olympic Games in London. Shortly thereafter, she got married and had our first grandson.
Oh, congratulations.
And she is now 7 months pregnant with our first granddaughter, so we got a special time coming up there.
Frankie the Third? Did the kid get your name or your grandson?
Frankie's the Third. My actual son's Frankie the Third.
Oh, because you're a junior.
I'm a junior.
Okay. Frankie the Fourth?
No, I think they're going to go with...
Well, Frankie the Third would have to have Frankie the Fourth.
Oh, you couldn't split over?
Well,
I guess you could.
So that gets into the George Foreman thing.
But her last name is different, so then that doesn't count either.
But she's pregnant now, and then Kaylee is marrying Max, who is a pre-med student.
So no, he's med.
He's a med student.
He's a med student.
He's no longer pre. He's a med student now.
Hell, he can afford this thing.
No, not yet. A couple
you can
years
tell
now.
We're close friends. I'm like filling
she's
in.
She's helping
the,
me out. Thank God.
Filling in the family
it's like
here.
Like you're spotting him.
But things are going well, and I appreciate that. But you know, just to get back to your subject a few minutes earlier about the years I spent with the kids.
Yeah.
That was, did it hurt me when I got back into professional baseball? Probably a little bit, because so many things had changed over the course of 15 years from the game itself and stuff. But, you know, to be able to still have a 28, a 30, and a 32-year-old and still want them to have dad around a little bit, that makes it worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool.
My kids, they get
you
upset.
You're still here.
Well,
so.
No, but they get upset when I'm around.
At this point, she wants to get away from me.
Trust me. She tried with a thing in Sweden, but that didn't work.
I dated a guy in Sweden for 2.5 years.
Did That's
you
really?
That's referring to, yeah.
You ever hear from him?
Yeah, we hang out on the weekends.
No, but I mean, he posts things on mine that he likes something I put on, so he's still checking out the family.
That's funny.
He was a nice fella.
Checking out the family.
All right, let's take a quick break. We got to get to Kelly.
It's called stalking, Bob.
I'd love to show some. I won't even get into the photos he had online.
I resemble that comment.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, talk to Kelly in Vegas. And, by the way, now this one I know the answer to, because you can't be an Itai and not love pizza, and we already established that. And if you love great pizza, you'll love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years. You don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York-style hand toss, and pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, there's a Chanticleer Pizza Grill. Full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, and much more. Great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer, your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to chanticleerpizza.com, chanticleerpizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. And we'll be right back. Kelly's segment brought to you by Chanticleer. We'll be back in a moment with Kelly in Vegas. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they're also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bathroom models to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota-made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer, and we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the bsblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. We are back. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, TwinCities.com to loop now. Former Twins and baseball pitching great, Frank Viola. Katie Harms. Sam's here, my dawducer. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. Lawyer extraordinaire also. And now we're joined by Kelly in Vegas. Now, Kelly, Frank is he's a part-time citizen of Las Vegas because he, for the last, how many years, Frank?
3 years now.
3 years he's been the pitching coach of the
51s?
Of the 51s.
Of the 51s. Do you ever go to any games?
Yeah, I love going to 51s games. It's great. We usually go for on Thursday nights when they have
Thirsty Thursday.
Is that what it is?
Thirsty Thursday. Thirsty Thursday.
Shocking upset there.
That's not the most exciting
you guys
place.
Didn't surprise, you, that didn't surprise you guys? That's my favorite game to go to.
not at all. So he anyway he may be there this year or may not be. If he is, I'll make sure you guys can get together at some point because I think you enjoy meeting Frank and he's and we all know you're a lot of fun on Thirsty Thursdays particularly.
We're putting the energy out there though that he's not going to be back there this year.
He interviewed for a job with the Baltimore Orioles as their pitching coach, so we're hoping that works out for him.
Very nice. Well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Do you much baseball or any?
I don't do any baseball. I tried to do baseball about 3 summers ago, and it was the biggest roller coaster ride of my life. As Frank can tell you, baseball is so much about pitchers, and it would be to the point where it's just like I couldn't get a read on some of these big guys. Like I had a joke about 5 years ago when Verlander started dating Kate Upton. He was a great fade. If there was a 5-minute rain delay in the game, it was so in his head that he would just pitch awful. And then it was like a couple of years ago, I would fade David Price. Some of these big names were great, but consistently betting baseball every day is an absolute utter nightmare.
I understand that.
And well,
and I agree with
that's what Pete Rose said.
Pete Rose will tell you it's an absolute nightmare. It's just tough. There's just so many games, and there's so much to go into it. I have so many guy friends that are great at it. They do like weighted on base averages and things like that. So they bet a ton of totals, that kind of stuff. I'd much rather not waste my time doing. Follow those guys, win a little bit of money, and go home happy.
Now, for Frank and people who are new and haven't heard Kelly before, she every week she bets or tells Dale Hiley, the president and CEO of Chanticleer Pizza, what he did, how he did, and what he should do. Last year, I think every time you disagreed, he lost and you won. And he hasn't updated this year, but he said he should have known better than to bet against the Crimson Tide last week, but he still went 1-1. He said, this week I again feel confident as I'm running hot. In college, he makes Ohio State, or has Ohio State rolling Michigan State and Lansing by 35 points, easily covering the 22. In the pros, he's jumping on the Panthers' path to the playoffs, which runs over New Orleans and Carolina, also easily covering the 3.5-point spread. Do you agree?
This is the problem with this Carolina team, and it's been really hard for me to read. I did a video on the Saints and Carolina last night, and I talked to some really sharp guys on this video, and we talked about how the number, it opened at 4, now we're seeing 3.5, so obviously somebody bet Saints a little bit early. We talked about how historically bad the Saints have been away from the Superdome, but this is not how they've been this year. They've covered all 4 games on the road. Sunday, as you guys know, they had that fluky loss to my Broncos, but I was totally okay with it, even though I bet the Saints, because I was like, you know what, if you guys aren't going to cover, I'm glad the Broncos won. And then you have this Carolina team who was up 17-0 in the third quarter of the Chiefs, and I had already basically written the Chiefs off +3 as a loser to come. The Chiefs score 21 after to come back and win this game. And it's one of those things where I don't know which Carolina team you're going to get. I know what Saints team you're going to get. I feel like you're going to get the best Saints team you're going to get no matter what. They met a month ago or so. It was a complete and utter shootout in the Superdome. I really just think you got to back the Saints here, and I'd like to say that Carolina should be able to get this one at home, but I just don't know if they can.
And what about the Ohio State rolling on Michigan State?
You know, it's tough because Ohio State was there on that 4-game stretch where they could not get a cover to save their lives. And then they just absolutely rolled over Maryland, just utterly just destroyed Maryland. And I'd like to say this Michigan State team is gonna have a similar outcome, but this is where it's tough for me because you have a Michigan State team who has just been down in the dumps all season, just not themselves. And then they play Michigan out of their minds, which obviously is, you know, big brother, little brother, whichever you want to, year to year, depends on who's big brother, who's little brother. But this Michigan State team still is full of talent. It is still a good team. I understand Ohio State has a lot to prove. They got lucky. They got to get back in there after that loss to Penn State because, you know, Michigan, Clemson, and Washington all lost last week. But I think this is just too many points. I really do. I think the game should be 21, and you're paying a premium on the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm not saying Michigan State's going to come play out of their minds necessarily, but when we talk in terms of sports betting, I'm always looking for value. Where's the spread off? And this is just one of those games where Ohio State's just a little overvalued.
And looking ahead.
And also, the,
so and that, looking ahead,
that means Dale's going to go.
Don't forget, they're playing Michigan next week.
Dale's going 0-2 this week, from what you're saying.
Unfortunately for Dale, it looks like it.
Now, I want to ask you about the Vikings, but first I wanted to go through, well, KellyInVegas.com, and they can go there, and if people want to subscribe to your service, they can do that. At KellyInVegas on Twitter, you're on CBSSportsLine.com, right? And who did you do the video for last night? Was it VegasInsider.com?
So Vegas Insider, I just saw my plays on there. I do a little bit of content for them. But they're my favorite site in terms of doing my research when it comes to betting. And that's why I love working for those guys, because their website is so extensive. You can find any stat you ever need in your life about a team. But last night I was doing the videos for Sportsline. That's who I've been working for this season. So it's sportsline.com. You can subscribe. I think it's $10 a month. And you can get an unlimited amount of plays, or you can just go on YouTube and type in Sportsline, and you can watch all of our videos for free.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, yeah, I mean, they're going to be the raw videos, obviously, the uncut, but on the website, you're going to get, you want to just watch Ohio State, Michigan State, you can just click that, but otherwise, you got to go through all the videos and find out where it is, because we shoot, you know, 20, 30 minutes at a time.
Now, how about the Vikings? What do you see? Do you see them finally, well, covering is one thing. Winnings could be another. They should be. And they're favored. Is it 3?
No. It's a like pick-em.
Toss-up. Oh, it's a pick-em now? Oh.
Which surprises me.
I thought it did it open as a with the Vikings having a few points, or did it open as a pick-em?
I'm not sure. I thought it was a pick-em.
Right now. It opened here in Vegas. It opened pick-em.
Oh,
and
okay.
The only place we see one is offshore. So it's been back and forth. We saw a couple of ones earlier in the week. You know, as you guys obviously know, Blair Walsh finally got cut.
Yes.
We were almost all going to wear black today.
I bet you guys were. I was on Washington last week. I told you guys that. I felt kind of bad and almost dirty for that one. But
you can't.
You got to
go with what you think was going to happen.
And you know what? I didn't think you guys would lose 4 straight. And I'm not buying this Cardinals team. I think it's going to be a really low-scoring game, like most of the Minnesota games. As you guys know, you guys have a great home atmosphere, and hopefully, you know, the firing of Blair Walsh gets everybody fired up, because 4 straight losses doesn't get the crowd fired up. But you guys are still 20-6 against the spread in the NFC. I don't see you guys losing this game. I think the books have finally adjusted, and the betting public has finally left you guys alone. What? So the books have gotten to the point where they're like, okay, we can – you know, bring Minnesota back down to earth.
Well, how do you do with against the spread when it's a pick-em?
It's the same as a money line, so you just have to win.
See, the good news for the Vikings is they brought in Kai Forbarth to kick. The bad news is he's also going to have to play left tackle.
And double duty.
That's going to be bad for him and bad for Mr. Bradford. And
well, Frank, have you been following the Vikings and how bad it's gotten for them?
Yeah, I've watched. It's a shame.
They have no one who can block. No. They're out of offensive linemen.
Did you
AP
know?
AP wouldn't have been able. It's like watching Todd Gurley run for the Rams. You don't have an offensive line. It doesn't matter how good you are.
If AP was healthy, he would have been injured playing behind these guys.
I'll tell you what, Bradford is showing how tough of a player
he is.
He is incredibly tough.
That last play, Washington, though, after Jake Long tore his Achilles, and the backup came in, and they sent like 5 guys over him. And Bradford, he almost just like shrunk into the ground.
But you know, obviously, to get to the level you did and do what you did, there's something that and I think he's a guy that might have that too. I mean, he doesn't fold up like a tent. I mean, he's got that heart and that the mind to be a good quarterback.
I'd love to see what he can do if he has some help around him.
Well, the first few games of the year, he played very well.
But, I mean, you talk about Bridgewater, and it's a shame that he went down. But, you know, making the move of Bradford and picking up the system and doing everything he did in that short period of time, I mean, kudos to him. That's pretty impressive.
Also, the last 2 weeks, he's averaging 77.5% of his passes are complete. Now, they've shortened the routes, yeah. But he's still getting he has to get the ball out.
It's nice to have a Stephon Diggs to throw it to, though. Yeah, that kid's pretty special.
Yes, absolutely.
It's also good when you throw the ball overhand instead of sidearm.
Yeah, sidearm, yeah.
I mean, you're seeing now when he hits, how he's been hitting Rudolph, how he's been hitting Alan Thielen. Yeah. That thing with Bridgewater. Water's mechanics it was a big deal, and we're seeing it now with Bradford that you know it matters when he hits those short little passes and they run with it.
I'm a fantasy football geek. I mean, I love that kind of stuff. And you talk about poor mechanics. How about Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you talk about a throwing motion. If I'm a pitching coach, you got to break him down and start him over again. With, I mean, it's sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. That's fine.
But I mean, the flip side, someone who has terrible mechanics is having like his all world year this year, Matthew Stafford.
True.
Who's just.
But he's also
I've seen him throw balls like a frisbee.
But he's also got an offensive coordinator that's playing to his strong suit. Yep.
Cooter,
playing
Jim Bob
against
Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Now, Kelly, do you do DraftKings or FanDuel?
No, they cut it off in Nevada, remember, last
that's
year?
That's right. Okay.
They cut it off, so I pretty much stopped doing it. I mean, I could. You could have, you know, give your buddy your login somewhere else and have him do it for you. But I do fantasy, you know, with groups of friends and stuff. And it's funny because I have Kyle Rudolph and Gronk in my big fantasy league. And, of course, I started Gronk last week over Kyle Rudolph, and I was really kicking myself because that's what cost me the win.
Well, I have never done FanDuel or DraftKings until this year, and each week I pay I play like $3 things. I'm not going to go for anything bigger than that. But Stephon Diggs is a regular in my lineup. I mean, back-to-back weeks with 13 receptions, he's going to get the ball.
I've tried to trade him. I'm in three different leagues this year. I've tried to trade for him so many different times, and no one has given that guy up.
Well, no, because you get that's 13 points right off the bat for, you know, in most leagues.
But you want to trade him before Bradford gets hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. And the way the offensive line is playing.
Hey, Kelly, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
If you know, doing all these odds and betting and all that stuff, does that help you or hurt you come fantasy football?
It's absolutely atrocious for me for fantasy football.
I could
because
see that.
That's why I set Kyle Rudolph on the bench, because I knew I was going to play Washington. And I said, you know what? There's two things. One, because I was higher on Washington, and I was also high on the Pats, you know, for Gronk to get plenty of receptions. So I sat Kyle Rudolph. But not only that, I hate cheering against these guys when I have a bet on the other side. Like, Bob knows this. I always love to draft some of the guys that I know. So I have Darren Sproles usually on at least one of my fantasy teams. And one of the worst feelings is holding when he was playing – or I think it was when he was playing for the Saints. I think I was holding a Carolina ticket or something. And there's Darren just running up and down the field. And I'm like, this is great for fantasy, but I don't care. This ticket I'm holding in my hand is basically my fantasy buy-in.
That's beautiful. I love it.
That's why I can't understand people who play too many fantasy teams, because almost every play, oh, that's good. I got him on that team. There's never a bad play.
Well, my high,
never a bad play.
My high was, I think, 6 or 7 one year, and I don't remember exactly.
And that
which.
Is awful.
I'm down to one.
Year.
Yeah, that's hard.
Do you at least try to keep guys and like corner the market, like try to get one quarterback on most of your teams? Do you kind of pattern teams after each other?
I've done that in the past, but now here was where I made my critical mistake. A 20-team league. I've been in this league for over 20 years.
20-team league.
Yes. Randy Shaver from Channel 11 does it. I won it once 2 years ago, and I said I would never quit until I won it, but then I figured, let me come back again. Well, I made it into the playoffs, but this year I decided not to spend – because in 20 teams, I felt there were 20 good quarterbacks. There were 21, 22. What it came down to, I was the last guy to take a quarterback. I got Odell Beckham. I got, Amani Cooper. I got great guys, and I got Matt Forte. I was happy with the guys at Carolina's kicker, Houston's defense. And here's what I was left with. Let's see, should I take Atlanta, Matt Ryan, because we do team quarterbacks, or the Jets? Fitzpatrick did have 32 touchdowns last year. I took the Jets quarterback, and I could have had Matt Ryan. Yeah, I'd be in.
Did you say seven teams you have?
Six.
And is it all
it's
kind
exactly
of the same?
Like you talk about. When a play happens, you're like, yes, it happened. I know I got him somewhere, but I try doing. But I like doing. I'm sorry, Kelly.
No, I hate that, because last week I had Big Ben and needed him to have a big game for me to win one of my leagues. But in my big money league, I was playing against Big Ben, and it was miserable.
That's the problem. Exactly. She's exactly right.
And it's prioritized by stakes.
Yeah. My money league, I look at the highest and work my way down.
But you have to. That's why I got down to just one team. It got to be just, it was too nerve-wracking. I had been doing, you were probably still playing when I was playing rotisserie baseball. And then this year I decided I'm not going to do it anymore. But some of it was the guys that were starting to come into the league. They had, you know, they would start struggling in May, so they'd trade their whole team to their buddy. It just threw off the balance. So
but baseball is so hard because, as Kelly said earlier, just gambling on that, you know, 162 games, that's every day. That's just so hard to keep up with.
Yeah, but rotisserie wasn't that bad. But
were you week to week or were you day by day?
It was day by day. And the numbers
changed
every day.
I've always done rotisserie where it's just totaling through the
whole
year.
That's what we did. That's the
best
way to do it.
Which is good if you're in contention.
Right.
If you
but
suck,
if you're not,
you
exactly.
suck.
You're done by June.
Yeah.
So, it's like being a Minnesota Twin by first
5 years.
But
it's better than being – I saw once Meatloaf, the great Meatloaf, once said he had like one time like 20 fantasy football teams. And – you know,
you
can do that if you're Meatloaf. Well, but most like, of us can't.
You need like a Quicken fantasy model for that to keep track of. Hey, Kelly, as always, thank you so much again. Kelly in Vegas at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, CBSSportsLine.com, Vegas Insider. Did I miss one?
Nope, you got it. Well, I wrote for the Las Vegas Review Journal.
That's right.
But they don't really care if you plug them that much.
Well, Las Vegas. Well, we should because the guy Bill Bradley's the sports editor.
Absolutely.
There, and Kevin and I worked with him at one point.
That is my sports editor. He's got to love reading my articles. He's probably like, why did I hire this girl? He's so opinionated.
If you ever talk to him, tell him Bob and Kev said hi.
I definitely will.
Yeah, do that. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Take care. I'll talk to you next
week.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Kelly in Vegas brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. We'll come right back. Now, Frank, this is your call. If you want to ask Ruth, she's a psychic, what's going to happen with Baltimore, you
oh,
can.
Dear God.
At your own risk. At your own, not risk.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
Well, she would know.
Oh, come on.
What do you think?
On Tuesday.
You know, we've been talking about betting. I would go for the bet on this
one. Tuesday, last Tuesday, she predicted that Hillary would win a popular vote and Trump would win the election.
Did she really?
Yeah, she nailed it.
Wow.
So,
okay.
No, she's had a good run. So we'll be right back with Kevin Cusick, Katie Harms, Jeff O'Brien, Sam, and Frank Viola, who may find his future out in a moment. We'll be right back.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need.
Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050.
And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We are back. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Sam is here, my Daw Deucer. Katie Harms, my... See, Kate Deucer just doesn't sound like it. Katie fills in...
I'm your fill-in producer. Well,
she fills in admirably many days of the week. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, lawyer extraordinaire, as he's known on AM 1130. And, well, former World Series MVP. And, well, you had a Cy Young winner. And, well, you were the you World Series champion. Frank Viola is with us. Ruth Lorden joins
perennial
us.
Perennial All-Star.
Perennial All-Star. How many
you want to be my agent? I don't need you anymore.
The way newspapers are going, I need a job.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, how many years that you played? You were an All-Star early, obviously, earlier on in your career. Did it start in 86?
87 was my
first. 87 was the first, and then it was every year after that?
Three out of the next four.
That's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, it was nice.
Those are big years.
That was nice.
We're joined by Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. She'll be at the Medina tonight. Ruth, how are you?
I'm great. And Katie is the caducer.
The caducer.
Oh, I like it.
There you go.
I like it, Ruth.
Well, thank you for...
Why didn't we ask you this long ago?
Well, you know.
All right, the caducer. And the caducer here does have to say happy birthday to Danielle, middle kid extraordinaire.
You know she'll have the middle kid
she
complex.
She wants a car. How old is she?
She's 28.
Yeah, she wants a new car. That's what she expects.
Oh.
So you better
not from us, she doesn't.
Good luck with that.
You know what, Ruth? You're on the right track with the car, but the really interesting thing is they're selling their car and they're going carless in Chicago.
Carless?
Ha, ha, ha. No, they're not. She'll want a car.
Okay.
That's what she's telling
I'll tell
you.
Her.
Well, she's expecting you to send one.
No,
with
not
a,
me.
With a nice bow
one, no.
and ribbon.
You
that
don't
one,
want
no.
a car in Chicago yeah. now. It
sits in their garage. They pay $250 a month for this car to sit in their garage at their apartment.
They would never run that up with an Uber. They could just call Uber to go wherever they want to go. Or Lyft.
That's
maybe you'll have
doing.
To buy them an Uber card.
Uber card.
Oh,
great
an Uber
idea
a great
for
idea.
Christmas, Ruth.
Yeah.
The L is still a great way to go most places.
Yeah, it's good to have the backup. Well, Ruth grew up in Chicago.
That's where I met my first pervert on the L. Going to a Cubs game, actually.
First of how many? Of many?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, these people would ride the L.
And now, Ruth, because I don't know if Katie's heard this either. I don't know if anyone here but Sam and I have heard it. Ruth has told us a number of times that she is here. Her existence is because of a Chicago Blackhawks game. It was a win, right? After the win?
I haven't ever figured it out. Maybe you guys can do the math. If I'm born July 27th, 1948.
Okay. And it was that, but you've told us you were conceived after a Blackhawks game.
Yeah, my parents went to a Blackhawks game, came home and conceived me.
We have not been able to narrow down which exact game
it was. So it was an exhibition game if you were born in July?
Well, 9 months before.
No, 9 months
before. Oh, 9 months. Yeah. Oh, hello.
Wow!
You see, I was actually I was conceived during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
A lot of people probably were.
My parents must have thought the world was going to end anyway. So what the hell?
What the heck? It's safe.
The world did not end, and then
we'll never have a kid.
9 months later,
it happened.
Yeah.
All right, Ruth, you have a good vibe of the day.
Yes, I do. Introspect, write, smooth out the final wrinkles. Mend fences and relations, even with ourselves. The day offers much inner fire. The night, social magic.
Now, Ruth, Frank has been a terrific player, and he's been a coach in the mm-hmm. minor leagues for a number of years.
And has he been coaching in an outdoor field now?
Yep.
Yeah, in Las
okay,
Vegas.
Okay, because that's the key. Have you explained to Baltimore that although much of your experience was pitching indoors, you have now learned and that you understand how special it is and what a magical pitching mound there is in Baltimore. Have you expressed that to them, that you understand it?
I do. I did, actually, because of the history behind the Orioles.
Yeah, because you'll be getting it. It's political right now, And they're budgeting. And if you can come in with the right kind of price and make a comment about all the stuff you want to do, family. I mean, is there? I'm almost getting a vibe. Is there somebody trying to sell a house there? One of the coach people or the people hiring you, and you'll rent from them. I mean, it's one of those things. But I think you've got it because you're ready to do this. They need it. I haven't followed them, but have they had bad pitching for about 3 years?
It's exactly been 3 years.
Yeah, okay, so they need you. They need you, and you know exactly how to work with their field. Which, by the way, the key to their mound is you have to move it up a little. You have to, with the wind, you have to adjust where the mound is.
Well, you can't move it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, he knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you could always move their feet up a little bit in front of the rubber.
Yeah, he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah,
I had a boy that did that. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's not as much psychic as I know that. But
you just
have a friend who won the Cy Young Award pitching in Baltimore.
She's a good
Who's
friend.
That? Jim? Jim Palmer?
No.
Scotty McGregor.
Stone. Steve Stone.
Steve Stone.
Oh, Stoney. Yeah, he's doing. He had a great career with the Cubs there as an announcer.
Yeah, now he's with the White Sox.
Yep. So he's doing one, and Hawk Harrelson's doing the other part of it?
So they've been
on
together.
Doing,
oh, my
Steve's
God.
He's the color man. And Hawk, who I love Hawk. He's had a reading for me. I'm looking at the gold coins he gives me. He has chosen, and this is for real, to only do, you know, because he's getting older,
right,
only do the away games.
Because of the Chicago traffic.
Seriously? That's
well,
why he's doing
so
the
far away.
Yeah.
And so Jason Benetti has taken over the home game.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hawk does the road games, and
that's mm-hmm. more
dealing with the Dan, dealing
but if you
with the Dan
break,
Ryan,
don't
just
you
want to
do home games?
That's the White Sox.
Well, you know, he kind of, it gives him a chance to get away from a very strict family.
That's interesting.
He also likes golfing a lot.
He's a golf fanatic. He was a member of Bay Hill for a number of years when I lived in Orlando. I'm sorry. I'm taking your time.
No.
This is cool stuff.
I think Ruth just gave some pretty good advice. If you hear from them, if they do a follow-up.
No, they're going to hire you, but something that's about the money, political, and make sure that you're willing to, like, you know, somebody gets paid for the house you get, but that you've really studied it and you really understand outdoor pitching and you really can help them and you know how to work all the angles and they need you. And I get a psychic feeling they haven't had a really charismatic or good coach in 10 years. And you bring that. So bring
they
your
got
A
one,
game.
They
bring
got
your
one
charismatic
coming in.
A game.
Ruth, thank you for making my day. I can go now. Bye bye, guys.
Ruth, actually, thank you for that, Ruth. And we'll and again tonight, if you want to hear about what's going on in your life, she'll be at the Medina Entertainment Center tonight at 6 o'clock. You can reach her, reach out and set something up, or you just show up. But RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth on Twitter. You can do either of those things. And Ruth, look forward to talking tomorrow. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you again to Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, At The Loop Now, and At The Loop Now for bid.
Cuban Missile Crisis Baby?
Cuban Missile Crisis Baby, yes.
I'm going to have to add that to my Twitter or something.
I can't wait.
Jeff O'Brien, our business and leisure attorney / lawyer extraordinaire. And so who gave you that on AM 1130? You've had that since you started?
The guys in the morning show. It was the guy that hosts the beer cast.
Oh, the beer cast. Okay,
his lawyer. They call me lawyer extraordinaire. I think he wanted a deduction off his bill.
He of the 50-plus craft breweries. My caducer, Katie Harms, and you and Frank go back 30 years.
Yeah, can I be called friend extraordinaire?
Sure.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. He's not. He didn't even comment on that.
What, that you were friends?
Actually, I'm his biggest pain in the ass. I think he'd probably tell you that. We function
right
more like a brother and sister.
So you guys go way back to when he played. So did you know each other in the 87 series? 30 years you would. Okay.
A little, yeah.
Because you went to high school with his wife.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then when they came back, well, when they were in town and the kids were little, really what brought us together was the kids. Our kids are very similar ages, so we'd get together with the kids and then hang out. And my husband, Frank, Dana and Frank, get along like, you know, I mean, we're all like family.
So
we really, our families have become family.
Must have been a lot of fun for Frankie being one of the six kids. He was the
only
boy.
Guy, yeah. He would love it. You kidding me? He loved it.
I bet he did. Well, you've got, I mean, all your daughters are very attractive young women.
Well, thank you.
So
they're
I'm sure that Frankie
kids.
Didn't mind that either.
Yeah. As are the Viola
attractive
children.
In and out.
Attractive. Yeah. Thank you.
And
Cusick boys aren't bad.
They're younger, right? I still have a single one, so your boys are a little too young, right?
Yeah, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are a little too old.
Well, thanks to my dawducer, Sam. She's available.
I'm single. I'm not available.
They have to come through me, though. And thank you again to our very special guest, Frank Viola. World Series MVP, World Series champion, Cy Young winner, All-Star, future, soon to be, according to Ruth, Baltimore Orioles pitching
That's
coach.
Awesome.
We hope that works out. That's going to be great for you.
We appreciate
and when it does,
and you heard
well,
it here
Katie
first.
Will know, and then we want to have you on the minute you hear. That'd be great.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me again, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Frank. All right. Well, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to our listeners. We'll talk to you later. I just got to tell you, anyway.